I'm going to be speaking to you today from a portion of scripture in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 9. Who believes what we've heard and seen? Who would have thought God's saving power would look like this? The servant grew up before God, a squanchy seedling, a scrubby plant in a parched field. There was nothing attractive about him, nothing to cause us to take a second look. He was looked down on and passed over. A man who suffered, who knew pain firsthand. One look at him and people turned away. We looked down on him, thought he was scum. But the fact is, it was our pains he carried. Our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it upon himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins. He took the punishment that made us whole. And through his bruises, we get healed. We are all like sheep who have wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way, and God has piled all our sins, everything done wrong on him. On him. He was beaten. He was tortured. But he didn't say a word. Like a lamb taken to be slaughtered, like a sheep being sheared, he took it all in silence. Justice miscarried. And he was led off. And did anyone really know what was happening? He died without a thought of his own welfare. Beaten, bloody for the sins of my people. They buried him with the wicked. They threw him in the grave with the rich man. Even though he'd never had a soul or said a word that wasn't true. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we give you glory. And we thank you because the entrance of your word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. Father, we ask that you speak to us this morning in the simplicity of our understanding. Lord, we ask that you translate the words that will be heard this morning in the language of our hearts. I ask, Lord, that you speak through me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Who has believed our report? The Message version says, who believes what we've heard and seen? And who would have thought that God's saving power would look like this? The Word of God is filled with the stories and the messages of hope and inspiration, but above all, it all connects with the message about Jesus. And it shows us creation from the very beginning and the fall of man. And we see that God had a plan from the very beginning to restore man back to himself. And when the time was right, Christ came and he was born of a virgin and he lived as any normal human being would live. And when he was 33 years, he died on the cross. What the devil didn't know when they plotted to kill Jesus is that he had come to die. So in trying to get rid of him, they fulfilled the purpose for which he came. To die for the sins of the world. I like what Paul says, that Christ died for sinners, of which I'm chief. And we've been doing a series in Isaiah, and Isaiah prophesied that a Savior will be born to save mankind. In the previous weeks, Andy spoke about the one who serves, reflecting on Isaiah 42. And Paul Keyes was also here, and he showed us how the New Testament believers should read the book of Isaiah, reflecting on a scripture in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7 and 8. If you look at it, that is the same scripture that is quoted in Acts chapter 8 that the Ethiopian eunuch was reading, and he was asked whether he understood what he was reading. And last week, Andy spoke to us about who or what is at the center of our life. And today, I just want to use the topic, who has believed our report? When you hear all this about Christianity and about faith and about God, have we really taken this to heart? Or are we just playing church and not serious with God? When Philip met this eunuch, he asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I understand it?" And the Bible tells us that he began from where he was reading and preached to him Jesus. And before they parted, the eunuch had been baptized. But this is the same person who Scripture says that if anyone has had the physical condition that this eunuch had, he should not enter the congregation of the Lord. But because of what Jesus did, he was able to be welcomed into the congregation of faith. The word of God does not have the power of God. But the word of God is the very power of God. If you want to see the power of God at work in your life, get into the Word. And sometimes things happen and we feel this pain and things that we don't understand. But Hebrews chapter 4:15 tells us that we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted and in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Verse 4, this portion of scripture that we read in Isaiah, in one version, I think it's the NIV, it says, "Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted." In Matthew, there's an account of scripture in Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 to 17. Jesus goes to Peter's mother-in-law's house, and he found that she was sick, and he healed her. But it goes on to say that he healed many, so that the scripture could be fulfilled that we read. that he took our infirmities and carried our diseases. I want to focus for the next few minutes on from verse 5 to 6. It says, but he was pierced for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. I know that this is, it must be hard for some of us to sit here and think about the fact that God heals when we just heard news about one of our very own having suffered under sickness and died last week. I cannot stand here and I tell you that I know the reason why Claudette was not healed. We prayed and we believed. I'm one of the people that prayed with her at one point here in this congregation. But I can tell you that I know that God's word is true. I can tell you that there is power in the name of Jesus. I can tell you that God loves you with an everlasting love. Do you believe that report? And I can confidently tell you that even Claudette, God loves her. And I can confidently stand here and tell you that I know that Claudette is in heaven. There's a portion of scripture in Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or swords? As it is written, for your sakes, we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, no power, no things present, no things to come shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And this is the report. Do you believe it? And maybe there's someone here and they're like, yeah, I'm having a hard time with all of this. Don't leave this place without having the conversation that you need to have with someone. Just feel free. And sometimes we think, I can put this off. But we have no guarantee of tomorrow. And sometimes people say, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Well, today is the tomorrow you spoke about yesterday. What is stopping you? In my own understanding, maybe I'll share three things with you. The things that I have found to be helpful in connecting with God and staying connected. Three things. The first one is faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of the things that we hope for and the evidence of the things that we do not see. And Hebrews 11:6 says, Hebrews verse 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible for us to please God. And he who comes to God must believe that God is and that he rewards those that diligently seek him. And there is another portion of scripture in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. It says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it." The reason I can stand here and tell you that Claudette is in heaven, because I know that the word that she heard profited her, because she mixed it with faith and she acted on that faith. And she confessed Jesus and was baptized. And in my own journey, I have experienced the healing power of God. I stand before you by the grace of God. There's a season of life that I was so lost. I didn't know my right hand from my left. I was drowning in alcohol at a very young age. I was smoking and using drugs. My family had written me off. But just the point where everyone thought my life would end, God picked me up from there. He gave me a fresh start. He helped me get my life back together. And I don't stand to say this to just make a point, but what I just want to say is God does still do miracles. And for me, the greatest has been salvation. But it takes faith. It takes faith for us to. The psalmist said, it's in Psalm 27, verse 13, "What would have come of me had I not believed that I would see of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living?" The second point that I want to talk about is get into the Word of God. If it is true what the Bible says, and if it is true that the Word of God is the very power of God, and if you know you need power, this kind of power that only can come from God, then there is no alternative on this. Get into the Word. Just read it for yourself. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Everything that we face in this life, think of it, whatever it is, it has been addressed in the Word of God. And if you can find what God has said about your situation and take the truth of God's Word and apply it to the reality of the situation that you find yourself in, God will make a move. And for me, this is the only way that I was able to get out of the mess that I was in. Under the most bleak circumstances, I started to read the Bible, and some people thought I was even losing my mind. And just when we activate the truth of God's Word in our life, it changes the reality. We can have a new reality in our life if we attach the Word of God to our life. And the third point I want to talk about is prayer. Pray without ceasing. In James chapter 5, verse 13 to 15, it says, "Is anyone of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Prayer changes things. We serve a God who answers prayer. But the prayer that you have not prayed will not be answered. Sometimes we say, yeah, God knows. God knows, but do you? And sometimes maybe everything is okay for you and pray for someone else. I mean, Claudette's family right now, they must be, I cannot even start to imagine what her daughter is going through. More than anything else, they need our prayers. Because if we pray, God does hear prayers and he answers them. And even in our daily life, we're going to be presented with situations and opportunities to share our faith. And it depends on how you approach the situation that's going to determine what is going to happen. Sometimes we hold ourselves back and say, well, what if I pray for a person and they don't get healed? Are you the one going to heal them? Do you have healing power? It's Jesus and God who heals. Just yesterday, I was with my wife visiting my parents-in-law. And so my father-in-law was asking me, he said, I told him we have to go back early because I have to prepare for tomorrow because I had to be back in time. And he said, so you're going to speak tomorrow in church. What are you going to be speaking about? And I told him, I'm going to be praying, just talking about healing and the fact that God hears and answers prayer. And he says, well, can God heal my eye too? Because he has a situation with his eye that is really getting him concerned. I said, yes, God does heal and answer prayer. Would you like me to pray with you? And he was shocked, but he agreed. And we prayed. It's God that heals. But I left the place feeling thankful for the fact that he was willing to be prayed to for us to pray with him, and also that, the willingness and the faith, the desire is there. But maybe there's people in your circle of life. Just be open and attentive to what the Spirit is telling you. You're going to be put in situations because we have been called to be salt and to be light. If there's no light in any, if the lights in this room would go out, we would be in darkness, save for the light outside. But if we have to be light that shines, we have to be salt that has taste. And the only way we can do that is to be different from the other people that are in our world. Rather than gossiping about people, let's pray for them. Rather than worrying, let's trust God. This is the report of the Lord. Maybe there is someone here who would like to pray about something. Just if you feel there's something that you need to pray about today, find someone. There will be people that we can pray with afterwards. Maybe there's a situation that you're believing God for. Release the faith. Because faith is what activates the power of God. And let's get into the reading of the word and to trust that God does hear and answer our prayers. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we give you glory. And we thank you for this time together. We thank you because you know us, Lord. We thank you because you love us. We thank you because you care for us. We thank you for the time and for the season of life that we are in. We thank you for when we go out and for when we come in. We thank you, Lord, for your word that says that you cause all things to work together for good, to them that love you and to them that are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for even that which seemed like is a setback. It will be a setup for us to do a comeback. We thank you for the things that look like they were out to get us, that you will use them to instead push us forward. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us from the things that we didn't even know we needed to be protected from. We thank you for watching over us, Lord. We ask for your peace to keep us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.